Hello, welcome to another episode of Salty as Fuck. So, things I'm salty as fuck about. People who want to shame you for eating, for enjoying fucking food, for even when you're just, when you're fat, you're thin, whatever. People always have to fucking say something. If you're thin, it's like, oh, go eat a sandwich, which is not okay. That's body shaming. Same as telling a fat girl, oh, you should eat a salad. It's body shaming, and someone else's body is none of your damn business. But that all being said, what makes me salty is, all right, let me explain. See, food for me growing up was always a hard relationship. I was always a big kid. I've always been a big girl. Like, that's just, I've always been tall. I've always been just bigger set. I've just always been a bigger girl. And food became an enemy because it was like I felt guilty every time I ate. That was instilled in me from a young age just from bullshit nutrition being force-fed to us. You know, like, you can't have no fatty foods. It's like, but no one wants to talk about sugar intake. You know, like, what? How do you think they make that fat taste better? You throw fucking sugar in it. Like, trust me. And I grew up with this association with food. I didn't appreciate food for what it did for me, for the nutrition it could give me. I ate it for the feelings I wanted it to give me, that I associated with it. When I was sad, I wanted something crunchy. When I was upset, it was something sweet. And instead of me really loving food, you know, so I grew up with that. I grew up also with kind of being put on different diets a lot because of my weight. But doctors, you know, and it's understanding from a health aspect, but it was really, no one wanted to talk about why I overate. They just wanted me to stop overeating, is how I felt. And I would hide food in my room. And I was really unhealthy. The horrible diet culture, it wasn't as much as force me to finally eat good and get on with the program. It was more of like, what's the fastest way I could lose weight to make people think I'm worthy? Because it was like, how dare you take up too much space? That was how it felt. And it was like, I have to minimize myself. And I remember starving myself. I remember biting my knuckles at lunchtime in high school, trying to just go without eating because I thought, if I got overeating, I would finally be thin and I would finally be loved and I would finally be all the things that I wished and wanted. And as, you know, I'm only 26 now, but I can honestly say, as I'm older, changing my relationship with food has changed my relationship with love, even. It's changed my understanding of love. Because I realize I wasn't appreciating food for what it was. I wasn't thinking about what it was doing for me healthily and what it could do for my body. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to eat this emotion. That's not fair to food. That wasn't fair to me. Because I end up eating the wrong things that don't make me feel good. I just feel over full. And when I changed my thinking, I honestly was like, you know what? I want to just feel good when I eat things. When I know these things do great things for my body, such as now I'm a chef. I specialize in dietary restrictions. So vegan, gluten-free, any type of allergy, it's pretty much my job to come up with something great for them to eat. And you know what? It's awesome. It's like my own personal episode of Chopped, and it's an awesome challenge. It's like, it tests me as a chef of, I'm like, okay, I know how to make a gluten-free vegan chocolate mousse. I know how to do, you know, certain things because that's what I like to do. And that's made me appreciate and love food. And I feel like food is such a simple need to be fulfilled and to simply be able to appreciate the food and what it can fulfill when your body needs it. You know, you listen to your body tells you what you need. You do crave salad. You do crave those things. I mean, at least that is for me. And I want that understood. Everything's my personal opinion about what I have personally experienced. And I just feel like it would be amazing if we changed the way we look at diet culture and we got over the fat shaming, you know what? Because 100 women could do the exact same healthy eating and exercise regime and still have different body types because our bodies are all different. Different foods do different things for our bodies. And it's about finding the things that make our body work the best, that make us happy. And I can say I'm still a big girl and I eat healthy. I can honestly say that. I do prepare food well. It's what I do for a living. I only touch very little olive oils. I try to utilize natural oils from foods the best I can. I do a lot of roasting, a lot of wholesome greens and protein and fruits. Like I do, you know, I stay away from a lot of grains in the sense of I stick with greens and protein because when I'm working as much as I do, 10 plus hour days, those are the things that keep me going and that keep me healthy and regulated. And drinking a ton of water does make me feel better. And because I'm finally hydrated. And it's because I'm like, okay, this is doing something good for my body. It's changing your mindset. And I can honestly say that is what helped me. That's what helped me choose differently. And it's not like, oh, I'm in the pursuit of losing weight. I'm in the pursuit of feeling better. I'm in the pursuit of appreciating food for what it is. And I can appreciate good, wholesome veggies grown in my mom's garden. Okay. I love, like, people assume when you're overweight, all you eat is fast food. Drive-thrus, that's really a late night munchy thing on occasion. And even then it's like, it makes me appreciate it because stuff like that isn't bad once in a while. But then I'm like, all right, I'm definitely eating a ton of kale tomorrow because now my stomach is saturated with a bunch of sodium. I should really chug water tomorrow. And it's just being mindful of your body, listening to your body, you know? I guess that's kind of what I'm feeling salty about. I'm feeling salty that everyone wants to throw things on a new fucking diet like that's going to fix your life. And it's like, no diet is going to fix your fucking life if you don't think about why you feel the way you do. It's like, okay, I eat shitty food, I'm going to feel like crap. It's like, okay, but why is that food shitty? I refuse to believe there's such thing as bad, bad foods. I believe everything can be fine in moderation, short of, you know, you can die if you eat it because you're allergic. Like, no shit. But, you know, even a slice of thick, delicious chocolate cake, I'm talking eggs, butter, chocolate, delicious buttercream. A good slab of that is amazing. And then throw, you know, and then it's like you appreciate how good it is. And you can appreciate what it does, and you don't overeat it because you're sad and you're not even paying attention to how much you're fucking eating. It's like, no, I'm enjoying these few bites of this cake and it's decadent and delicious. It's a little much now because I don't eat a lot of processed sugar, but you can appreciate the good that it has. And if only people could do that with people we loved, you know, if you could appreciate what it was for what it is. I don't know. Anyways, late night rants. Thank you for joining another episode. Live long and prosper, I guess.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.